Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My holiday co-host today is Otto Lohse.
It's a pleasure, John, always to be with you.
And he's in his holiday shirt. Which
I'm
is
in my holiday shirt, but no match for our great producer, Christina.
Oh, no. Is she still here?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's changing her outfit.
What an outfit. My God. We take a picture and put it on, you know. Maybe we could have it put into...
Maybe we could make a radio show that is on television.
And then that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll have to look forward to something like that in 2020. But we're talking here with Nicole Borokoff, who is an educator with the Cornell University Cooperative Extension of Nassau County.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's many of these extensions throughout the country, I believe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Nicole, is involved with the one in Nassau County, which actually is stationed, I believe, out of... And we said it before.
Where is it?
I said it in Westbury.
Jericho?
So we've moved a few times,
Magnolia
too.
Magnolia.
Right.
Magnolia Gardens.
Magnolia Gardens is actually one of our sites that we do some nutrition education at. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Nassau County, we have our office in Jericho. We have a farm in East Meadow. We operate the Taste New York Market, which is between exits 51 and 52 off the LIE when you're going east.
Are they allowed to have real food there now, or is it strictly vending machines?
So
I know there was a big to-do when they first opened that.
Right, so we can't make food and serve food, but what we do have is an incredible marketplace that has everything from, you know, sandwiches and salads from Ivorone, and we have, you know, Long Island and New York products. So everything from New York maple syrup, cookies, you know, made from, you know, locally in Rockville Center, candy, chocolate, milk, eggs, meat. We have everything, and it's to support local New York businesses. New York agriculture has absolutely wonderful products, gifts for people if you have a foodie in your life. Even, you know, soap. So it's all locally made products, which is really
wonderful.
I've been
wonderful. To one on the Taconic Parkway, mm-hmm. Going north. It's pretty far up. And, you know, we're joking offline, but it happens to be closed on Tuesdays. And it happens to be like an hour into the drive on a Taconic. And on Tuesdays, a lot of people would like to use that facility
right.
as a rest stop.
Right.
But
is that the place that's on the expressway, too? Is there one on the expressway?
Yes. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, I might have missed it.
It's only on the east side.
Right, eastbound.
Right. It's on one side.
There are Taste New York markets.
It's a good idea because there was nothing there.
All over the state, there are only 9 that are operated by extension. So the one, you know, on the Long Island Expressway, we operate. So we are one of the Cornell Cooperative Extensions that operates the Taste New York market.
Oh, okay.
But we also have a camp out in Riverhead, a 4-H camp, which is wonderful, you know, for kids during the summer. They also have programs all year round, which is great, too.
Well, you know what it is? Just we're jumping around, mm-hmm. but this, I don't know why this has just come to mind. Sometimes you go shopping. Not sometimes. You go shopping for food.
Right.
And there's times when I will see guess what? I'm heavy, so therefore, not heavy, I'm fat.
Oh, no, don't say that.
But there's sometimes I'll see the people online, and you do. You see the people who are in good shape, and they're buying broccoli and carrots and have some soda. They have, honestly. But then you see these pudgy kids with an overweight mother, and I hate to make this, and then you look in the thing. It's Cheerios, or I'm making, you know, the sugar-sweetened cereals, Coca-Cola, candy bars, pretzels, nugets. You look at that thing and you think it's all for a party. And it's like, at what point, you know, I have 3 daughters, and with that I have grandchildren now, all, you know, from each one of them. 2 of them are babies, but the older ones, it's like, it's a treat. So they'll come in and actually want to have carrots and hummus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They have cookies. I'm not saying they don't, but it's like, they usually have the cookies by me, but you know, it's like, that, you know, one cookie. Don't let them have 10 cookies. There has to become a degree right. where the adult takes over and says, you know, I know it's Christmas dinner, but right. you just can't eat candy for the day.
They, you know, children emulate us. They see us. They see our habits.
Good point.
You know, parents, grandparents especially. You know, you see your grandma, grandpa, and they have a treat for you. They spoil you, right? So grandparents have an incredibly important role to play, especially those that spend maybe more time with their grandchildren, that you have the ability to influence, you know, what they're eating, how to set them up for the rest of their lives, because a lot of our habits start when we're younger, right?
You know, but I think some of it is, it's strange, but I witnessed this. I have two grandsons from the same family. One is 6, one is 10, and maybe he's 5. But anyhow, the one who's 5 will eat broccoli and carrots and whatever.
Right.
And the guy who's 10, he likes his cookies mm-hmm. and his chocolate and whatever. It's just, right. you know, and these are two brothers.
Right.
And it's within them, they have this natural drawing.
Okay.
So I guess the point there is that if you recognize that you have this natural drawing for cookies and stuff like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and whatever, you really have to think about it
right.
and try to fight that for your own health, really.
Historically, you know, as humans, we didn't have a lot of access to sweet and salty, if you think about that. So you kind of crave it, you know, when we didn't have access to all of these things. And, we used to be looking for food. We didn't have enough of it. And now we have, access all day, every day, everywhere you go to food. So it's environmental as well. You know, and also as children get older, their friends, what's happening at school. There's a lot of other social aspects to food. So maybe that 5-year-old will see down the road, you know, how his tastes change.
Well,
or what.
If you think about this one, all right, you're watching a cowboy movie, a Western movie, and they're sitting around the fire at night. And they're going to have coffee.
With Oreos.
Or no. No Oreos.
Right.
And if you think about it, no sweet and low.
Right.
And no packs of sugar
right.
either. They just made the coffee and they drank it.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it till we just talked.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
didn't have that. They didn't even have milk to put in the coffee.
Right, right.
You know, if you think.
Access, right.
So
taste,
we've added all
change,
these great
right.
things, if
mm-hmm.
you will, over time.
Oh, no, when you see it.
Yeah.
You know, the checkout counter,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they have on both sides of the checkout
right.
counter. It's amazing.
Right at eye level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't
Milky Ways, Twix, you know, M&Ms.
Yeah, no. And therefore, it does become the both the parent and the teacher's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though a teacher has no right to tell you what to eat as a child, they I believe, have an obligation to bring it to the parent and say, Johnny just went over 200 pounds and he's 7. I mean, I think you have to, you know, figure out something here.
Right, the nurse, the school
and they should
nurse,
be healthy
course,
snacks.
Right. Right.
Well, actually, I think schools do require healthy snacks.
There, you know, there's a program by the government to make sure that, you know, school meals meet certain standards.
Okay, okay.
That doesn't mean that the child will always eat it. That doesn't mean that the parent won't send something in its place. So they try. They do
right.
try.
I think, though, if you give that food every day. If I'm hungry, I'm not trying to be mean about this. I'm going to eat the carrot. You know, the first day I'll say no because I'm going to get a s'mores as soon as this is over. And then you don't get the s'mores. You know, it's conditioning. And then all of a sudden it's like, guess what? This is the best I'm mm-hmm. getting. Let me have the okay. couple of carrots and then maybe I'll get the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no comparison. Who doesn't want a chocolate
right.
chip cookie?
Adults too, right? It's not
broccoli.
Just kids.
But
right.
they have to be good carrots.
Because <Yeah.
laughs> there's some carrots that don't have a lot of taste.
No, I agree with you
100%. And a good carrot has some
you know,
taste.
I find, you know, we're not pushing anybody, but Trader Joe's, they got those multicolored carrots now.
I could live there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never seen them until maybe, honestly, 6 months ago.
That's
my daughter had them.
Right.
I think, where'd you get
well,
them?
How do they get multi-carrot? I mean, do they inject?
No, carrots naturally,
yeah.
you can have white, orange, yellow, purple. Oh. They call them rainbow carrots.
Oh, really?
And we just, I think we got used to the orange, and then that's maybe the variety that we
somehow
decided to
somehow we kind of make the orange. We force the orange.
We think carrot,
purple,
we think
white,
orange.
Red, everything.
Because of Bugs
right.
Bunny, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Whatever it is, I have no idea. But when I looked at them, I'm saying, oh, what are you doing with this? But that's natural.
A good, right, and that's a, you know, you said how much you enjoy them, and that's a good point. When you are going to an event, make sure that you have something, you bring something that you like, that fits in with your, if you have a certain diet you're following. Mm-hmm. As a vegetarian, I always make sure that if I know, you know, a certain host will not have anything for me, you know, that's either healthy or, you know, has a vegetarian source of protein, I will bring, you know, a lentil salad, a quinoa, some sort of, you know, a baked quinoa dish. It's a little selfish, right? Because, but I'm also hoping someone else will like it. But I want to make sure that I'm not stuck eating, either, you know, can't eat the main meal, so I'm stuck with appetizers and dessert. But you want to, you know, if you have a food allergy.
It's a fine line you walk, because it's like bringing a bottle of wine to somebody's
right.
house.
That's true.
And you know that the people you're going to have a tendency to keep red wine in a refrigerator for 3 months with the cork in it.
Right.
Right,
and,
right, okay.
And I'm not a wine connoisseur, but I do know that.
I don't want that.
No.
Right. Absolutely. But I'm sure someone else will enjoy that, too. Right.
Not me.
I agree. No, you're right. 100%.
But then the fine line comes in. Okay, John, I'd like to open this wine. Yeah, but I have my bottle in the refrigerator right. already for you.
Well, we've gotten past that.
Yeah.
I don't really drink, but what you do is you bring that bottle and make it up, whatever the name, you know, like it's Natalie Chardonnay, like Nicole. I'm saying, not Natalie, Nicole. You turn around and say, I bought this for you. This might sound rude. Let's open it tonight to see how it's...
Absolutely.
Know, everybody tells me it's wonderful.
Yeah, but I don't drink that stuff.
Too bad. It's not about you.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Same goes with food.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. You got to watch it. But no, I agree. I mean, when you have that person who does certain things, it's like, oh, God, this is not...
Well, that's part of holiday entertaining.
You go with the flow and say, I'll eat a drink later.
True.
You know, seriously. I mean, there's some...
You sip it.
Right.
Very slowly.
But don't be polite at the expense of, you know, your physical and emotional well-being.
Well, that's the phrase, don't let anybody rain on your parade.
Yeah, no, it's the truth, though. You can't take something. You know, people do it all the time.
Right.
Force you, like, you're a vegetarian. So I keep saying, no, you got to try this piece of steak.
Right.
You got to try. Mm-hmm. I don't eat it. Leave me alone.
I don't want that cookie. No, thank you. No, you have to have it. Why don't you want
right,
it?
Right.
Please. No,
I just don't want it.
There's something
right.
about that. I don't understand. It's a personality
right.
trait. There's certain people that are so into pushing something on
right.
you. And I'm not saying they're, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's because they like it that they think
yeah.
you would like
right.
it.
I know. But, you know, I don't believe we're out of time.
I know.
You know, it really is. We're going to have to shift.
This is what happens when you talk about food.
We can't be out because I have 12 more questions.
Yeah, no, but I just look up. It's the 27 seconds. So we're not even going to get an opportunity to say goodbye. But, Nicole, I want to thank you so much. I mean, this was so informative. But what it really was entertaining and fun. And that's really, I mean, the best way to learn something
right.
is to have fun mm-hmm. doing it so people pay attention.
Yes.
I want to thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for being with us and have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you for having me. If you want any more information, you can check out ccenassau.org.
Terrific.
Have a wonderful holiday season.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and wcwp.org. We'll be right back.